Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Benny Goodman was the best jazz clarinet improviser of the swing era. The Benny Goodman Orchestra was the most popular and influential swing band of the 1930s and 40s, and his unique trios, quartets, and sextets shaped small band jazz style. Goodman was the most influential clarinet player of the 20th century. He did for clarinet what Louis Armstrong had done for the trumpet, bringing it a newly assertive leadership role in the jazz ensemble. He forged an unmatched style early in his life, drawing from the style of the best New Orleans players, to which he added his own pinpoint accuracy and astonishing creativity. With his graceful, flowing, melody-centered line, Goodman improvised with complete assurance, never repeating a passage the same way twice. In this first hour of a series on Benny Goodman, we'll hear some of his best recordings from the 1930s to the 50s and beyond, starting with his jumping Sweet Georgia Brown. Delightful. Benny Goodman live in New York City in 1967 with Sax's Zoot Sims. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you the first of a series of programs presenting Benny Goodman on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. From about 1935 to 45, Benny Goodman's orchestra was the most popular white dance band of the swing era. During a career lasting into the early 1970s, Benny made more than 5,000 commercial recordings, selling over 100 million records. Later, I'll talk in some detail about the odd and complex personality behind his bland spectacles and bow tie exterior. Suffice it to say for now that those who worked for or wrote about him used descriptions like gifted, hardworking, inscrutable, miserly, ruthless, and infuriating. Beyond his own unequaled instrumental virtuosity, the Benny Goodman Orchestra succeeded musically by presenting top-drawer musicians who could play ensemble sections with precision from arrangements and cut loose with swinging solos, all backed by a jumping rhythm section. And Benny assembled an unparalleled book of great arrangements from the cream of American jazz arrangers. On top of everything else, Goodman's own small bands, trios, quartets, and sextets introduced a new kind of chamber music jazz, which alone would have made him a notable figure. Here are some good examples of the Benny Goodman sound. First, two fine instrumentals from 1938, Don't Be That Way, one of Goodman's biggest hits, and Big John Special. Then vocalist Helen Forrest, who had several big hits with the band in 1940-41, including Taking a Chance on Love. Thank you. Taking a Chance on Love, Helen Forrest, one of her big hits with the band, and we started with two outstanding kinds of arrangements that helped make his band a huge success. Don't Be That Way by Edgar Sampson and Horace Henderson's Big John Special. You're touring Benny Goodman's Kingdom of Swing on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me. There's more about swing and early jazz at the Jazz Rhythm website, where you can request a program playlist or listen to more programs and audio clips at jazzhotbigstep.com. A key element in the popular success of Goodman's band was his choice of female singers, like Martha Tilton, Peggy Lee, and Helen Forrest. So in this set, we'll hear two vocals, Peggy Lee, who had several hits with the band in the early 40s, and this big hit for Helen Forrest, the premier 1940 recording of How High the Moon. Sandwiched in between is a terrific live instrumental performance of Sunny Disposition. Thank you.
tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurt. I know how Columbus fell, finding another.
How Long Has This Been Going On was one of a string of hits made by Peggy Lee with the Benny Goodman Band between 1941 and 43. And Sunny Disposition was from 1937, live in New York City. We also heard Helen Forrest sing How High the Moon from 1940. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you the first of four programs featuring Benny Goodman's Kingdom of Swing on Jazz Rhythm.